This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Early mornings at our little homestead, I can hear the low drone of a natural gas-powered Cummins engine pumping water into a center pivot and irrigating a crop. It could be alfalfa, it could be corn or barley, cotton, but watering a crop thousands of gallons a minute, 24/7. One recent Sunday morning, to add insult to injury, I heard the sound of a crop duster spraying those not-too-distant fields. Not too distant, being around 6 miles to our west. Ugh, I say quietly, and concentrate on the noises around our place. Rooster crowing, chickens chatting, birds singing, coyotes yammering in the distance, our dogs Choo-Choo and Farley responding with some creative howling and yodeling. The day is starting, and I don't have time to ponder the future, the demise of the Sulphur Springs Valley with its few hundred center pivots and thousands of acres of pecans. There's stuff to do here at home, I say to myself. Let's get to it. But listen, it's the monsoon season across the borderlands. It is muggy, it is sticky, and it is wet. We, you and me, I mean, we live for the monsoon season. Every April, May, and June, we start talking about monsoon. We read the National Weather Service predictions, and when that moisture starts to arrive, we, or maybe it's just me, read the odds of getting rain in the upcoming week. You know, Monday, 30%. Oh, Thursday, what? 60%? Or, I like it when it says, rain likely. I do like that a lot when the Weather Service says, rain likely. Well, the funny thing is that the humidity is killer. Our coolers don't work. Clothing clings to your body, and it's not sexy at all. Some days the humidity feels thick, like you could breaststroke through it. I recently spoke to my sister in Kentucky, where I grew up, and my sister and a couple brothers still reside there. But I spoke to my sister, and she said when it's 90 degrees and 80% humidity, it's like walking through a pudding. I like that. Humid days are like a pudding. Well, monsoon puddings are one of the reasons we love the crazy borderlands. Hey, our normal dirt and rock yard is now a lush lawn, yes, made up of many species of grasses and forbs, mats of purslane, mats of borhavia, mowed amaranth. Amaranth sounds much better than saying pigweed. And I wander that yard, that lawn, great word, lawn, that lawn, but I look for the small yellow flowers of the dreadful Tribulus terrestris, goathead. It should have a name, a variety maybe, Terribulus. Anyway, goathead, puncture vine, and other common names, some of which are shouted when a caltrop, a spine, goes through your flip-flop into the ball of your foot. I mean, who knew a common name could have so many adjectives attached? I mentioned purslanes. Oh, yeah, portulaca, trianthema, that's horse purslane. A pretty flowered plant called Talinum, or it used to be Talinum, is now Femeranthus. Yeah, I have Femeranthus in my lawn. Do I mow Femeranthus? No, I go around the succulent leaf stems topped by pretty orange, sometimes yellow flowers. Femeranthus aurantiacus, is that right? I think that's right. Aurantiacus, the formal Talinum aurantiacum. Yeah, the formal Talinum angustissimum. And now I find out it's not even a Portulacaceae. No, Femeranthus aurantiacus in my lawn is in the Talanaceae. Whoa, I mean, what a lawn, right? What a lawn. Peter, you got quite a lawn. I'm telling you, the common name for this plant, this Femeranthus I'm talking about, is flame flower. And it comes up from a tuberous root stimulated by monsoon rains. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, monsoon rains. Give me some of that monsoon water from the sky. Give me some of that monsoon humidity. I want a pudding day. I'm feeling monsoon stimulated myself. Summer rains are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.